Guys, before we get into this incredible podcast, you know we got to give a big shout out to our favorite sponsors. I'm talking about that SeatGeek. You're not with me on that one, bro. It's supposed to be like SeatGeek 1, 2.
It's because when you said I went like this.
Oh, okay. You mouthed it. All right, cool.
The number one ticket rating app on the App Store, my boy.
Why are they number one? Because they got 28 million downloads with 70,000 live events.
Daily, by the way. And they're also number one because they have performing artists like Javi, Peso Pluma,
like
Bad Bunny.
Bad.
And there's thousands and thousands of others.
And don't forget about Drizzy.
Sporting events, theatrical events, you name it, any event is on the app. That's what we use.
You guys already know how it goes. SeatGeek makes everything easy, fast, convenient. They even show you what's hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, they tell you, like, yo, you might want to get these seats right here. We're trying to hook you up. That green dot right there, that's a good dot. Click that green dot, buy a ticket from that. Avoid the red dots. Those are not the best prices.
Super simple app to use. And obviously, when you click on the green dot, it shows you where you might even be sitting at.
I'm talking P-O-B. So make sure to use the code LAPLATICA for $20 off using SeatGeek.
$20 off your first ticketing purchase, just like that.
Boom.
Easy.
That
money.
Easy. Come on, man. Y'all, I know you guys are on SeatGeek. And if you're new, get on. I always say this, you better get with it or get lost. Yo, is that Mexican Joshy? Yo, is that Mexican Joshy?
Are you catching his trend or what?
Bro, this is a vibe right here, bro.
They put on my headset.
Hey, this is a... Hey, now I know why he did this. I can see in 4K, my boy. I'm seeing in 4K. Huh?
You look like an X-Man.
Shoot.
What's up, dude?
I'm the next man.
Can I please see your eyeballs?
Nah.
Please.
Nah.
Please.
You can see my third eye, but that's about it.
Where's your third eye at? In your forehead, no?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
that. You don't even know how many and how every often leap year happens, bro. You don't even know.
Is today leap year?
Well, technically, no, but also technically, yes.
Wait, what? What I'm saying?
Yeah, because today is Monday, which is why Mondays don't suck, you know, but on some Dr. Strange stuff. Yeah.
Oh, it's leap year.
It's leap year.
Happy leap year.
It's leap year. And technically we're in leap day as we film this podcast on this beautiful Monday.
But I do know how often leap year happens, first of all.
Go ahead.
I'm educated.
Shoot me.
I'm an educated Mexican-American.
Okay. This is annoying. I can't see you.
Well, technically, you divide the amount of feet a human can actually leap. So if I leap, I'm leaping at least 4 feet. Divide that into 12 months. Then you multiply that by 365 days out of the year. Yeah, and then you round it up to the nearest 10th. You end up with 7 years.
You think leap year happens every 7 years? After all that stupid math you just presented us with?
Hey, you don't say that.
You think it happens every 7 years?
No, I was going to say it happens every 7th year, but then you have to think about the gopher.
Somebody help this man, please.
That hops off and he says, hey, guys. There's an extra day or not?
No, man. It happens every 4 years, bro. It's not that complicated.
4 years?
It's every 4 years, yeah. You making it too complicated, man.
Okay, so leap year happens every 4 years? Do you even know what leap year is for? What is it?
It has something to do with like the sun and the planet and the solar system. And one specific day out of every 4 years, we need an extra day to go around the entire sun.
Yeah, because
I'm not no Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, but...
Because tomorrow, yeah, is March 1st.
Tomorrow, yes.
According to today, because on Monday, it's already, what, the 3rd? Something like that?
Yeah.
That's why February. Can you say February correctly?
February. Yeah.
I used to say February.
Yeah. And I,
you know, there's an R. I don't know who the fuck put that R in there, but that was not cool.
They should have just called it February.
Because it should be February.
You know what word I definitely suck at is, I'm fucking up right now, library.
Library.
But I just say library. To me, that just seems library. So much easier. Library. I'm going to a library. But that's wrong.
Library.
It's library.
No, it's library.
Library, yes. But I just say library.
Oh, yeah, library.
Yeah. It's wrong.
That's why you had no friends in high school, bro.
I think it was other reasons, but yeah, that's probably one of the reasons.
Yeah, because I know that it happens because if it doesn't happen, then yeah, the sun and the way that the earth moves.
You're just literally taking what I just said.
I think we should.
You didn't know. You asked me, and now you're acting like you know.
So every 4 years, wow.
Yeah, every 4 years. Yeah.
So every 4 years it happens. So what I think next year is it going to be
normal?
February 30th?
No, just one minus. So
28th.
Yes. Yes.
What the?
Yeah. Yeah. There are people that are born on leap day,
yeah,
which to me is a trip. Because they technically only see that day every 4 years of their life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if that was you, would you rather be a February baby or a March baby?
Oh.
Because you can either be March 1st or...
Yeah, I guess you get to choose.
Or the 28th.
I would do Feb. I'd do Feb.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd do Feb. Yeah. And the thing is, if I was born on leap day, I would tell everybody. Well, technically, I was born on leap day, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or every 4 years, you just vanish. That'd be kind of cool.
Or you don't have a birthday until it's leap day. Like, that's the only day your birthday counts. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you actually count that year.
Yes. So when you're born, so you're not one till four years later. Yeah.
So say you were born on the 29th of February.
Okay.
How old do you think you'd be now?
Right now?
If we did that same mathematics.
34.
Divided by four? No, divided by.
No.
We're the wrong people.
We are the wrong people to ask. Yeah. It would be. I would be like 12. I don't know. I just look at Jess like she had the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Yeah, you'd definitely be like really young.
Yeah, young buck. It's like dog years. If your birthday's on leap year, you're like it's like dog years.
Dog years are so sad, man. It really like breaks my heart.
Why?
Because a dog isn't able, you know, to live as long as a human, and that hurts me. A lot of people ask me, would you have another dog? Bro, I'd have 30 dogs if I could.
You know,
the only thing I said is just more hearts that I have, like more hearts to fall in love with. And what happens is, you know, that I'm going to have 30 dogs that one day they're going to not be here. That is sad.
That is sad.
Anyways.
What's up, man?
D. Josh Leyva.
I'm in the building.
Welcome to La Platica, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
First and foremost, thank you so much for all of the endless support that you guys have been giving us. The Josh Leyva and myself are extremely grateful, and thank you. Simply, thank you. And for all the new subscribers, welcome. This is La Platiquita. This is the Josh Leyva, and I am Sebastian Robles, and we're happy to have you here with us right now. I don't know why I'm talking like that.
I was about to say, bro, I'm talking. We need to figure this out, man.
Subscribe to the channel, right, Josh?
I mean, yeah.
Turn on your notifications.
Also,
if you're about that life.
Yeah.
And yeah, we post weekly. Mainly on Mondays, if everything is going well.
And thus far, I feel like everything has been going well. Have we posted outside of Mondays? No, we've been on our Monday kick.
Yeah, Mondays don't suck. Hashtag Mondays don't suck.
Yeah, I don't think we've missed a Monday this year.
Yeah. Follow us on all our social platforms.
Yes, sir.
The Josh Leyva, just like that. I, Sebas, I think it's with three Ys. And La Platica. That's on Instagram. And here on YouTube, La Platica Podcast.
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very exciting episode today.
Yes,
and
sir.
We are announcing the Bad Bunny giveaway winner.
Wow.
On one of the commercial inserts. Wow. So stay tuned because we are actually calling him or her up. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I love doing these giveaways. And like I always say, like, we got more giveaways coming, but I'm not even joking. We're literally announcing another giveaway next month. It's insane. And then we have one the following month as well.
We're for the people.
And these giveaways are no little giveaways. We're talking massive giveaways. This Bad Bunny one was insane. We had a ton of people enter.
Yeah.
I can't wait for us to call the winner and let them know that they won.
Yeah.
VIP tickets, floor seats, some money,
$500 cash.
And this is what our giveaways look like, man. Like, this is just part of what it is.
Did you mention?
You see the sign?
Did you mention that? Even if they're not from California, you're flying them out. Did you mention that?
Yeah, you know, we fly people out. Yeah.
So shout out to Te Salud.
Yep.
The whole team.
Yeah.
Shout out to La Platica.
Yep.
Shout out to the good vibes.
Yeah, man. We got to go to the concert too. We got to pull up.
I have to. It's my favorite album.
I mean, you saw the ad before we started the video. You know we're using SeatGeek.
Of course.
So we're going to be there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Save some money. Be there.
Yeah.
Drinks on us if you catch us. We're just hiding.
We're just incognito. Yeah.
Shit. I forgot we said that. I saw on the comments down below a couple episodes ago, I think I saw it was like a new subscriber or something like that. And he said, do these guys even know each other? Me and you, can you believe that they said that?
I've seen that. I saw that comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just liked it.
Yeah, I was like,
I said, how dare thee?
I was like, who is this person? Who is this individual?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, bro. We're gaining subscribers. A lot of people are joining the family. So they don't know how well we know each other. They don't know how back we go. I'm talking sandbox, my boy. I'm talking sandbox.
In the sandbox, huh?
You feel me?
Kicking each other's ass. It's funny that he said that, because now that person that said that brought us something for us to do. And I wanted to challenge you, and I hope you can challenge me.
Of course I can.
I basically have a BFF test for you. Really nice, easy, funny, easy. Ready to go. And I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, and I want you to ask me some questions too. And I got some questions for both of us.
So these are questions that I should know about you.
Yes.
And then you want me to ask you questions that you should know about moi.
Yes.
Moi means me, by the way. I don't know if
No, it means makeup artist.
No, that's M-U-A.
Moi.
I said moi.
Oh, okay. With the H at the end?
Yeah. No, I said moi like M-W-A-H-H.
You ready for these questions? And if you don't get them right, I'm gonna be peace.
All right.
Peace.
All right.
How many siblings do I have? Name them.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's messed up, bro. You can't name my siblings. Yeah. I can name yours. Cubs.
No, I got 7, bro. You cannot name all mine. I know for a damn show you cannot name all mine. Brandon. Oh, hold on. You got one. Not including you, right? You got 1, 2.
No, you say my name first.
I know, hold on, I'm counting how many you
and
got.
And go down the list of you from got, oldest you got, to youngest.
You got 3.
Bro, the fact that
siblings.
You the you fact that you have to think like how many do you got?
I'm answering
actually
the question. You're putting way too much.
Damn, this is going south
on
already.
Listen,
this is not good.
Listen,
this is not good.
You got 3 siblings.
What?
Yeah,
bro. How many children did my mother have?
She had 5.
Okay, so what are you talking about? 3.
Three girls.
Yes.
Yeah, siblings, sisters. You didn't let me.
Siblings doesn't mean females.
I know, but I couldn't finish my sentence because you were being way aggressive right now, bro.
Okay, so go on. Sorry.
Jesus Christ, man. 3 siblings, sisters.
By the way, you look handsome today.
Thank you. 1 sibling brother, and then there's.
You don't have to refer to every person as a sibling, just your siblings.
But I messed up earlier, so I was trying to double down I was trying to
so,
my point.
So say my name.
Yeah.
Say my name.
Sebas.
Daddy.
Okay.
Say it again.
Sebas.
Daddy. So say my name and then go through the list. Go.
Okay. Sebas, you're the oldest.
I am the oldest and the wisest.
Yeah. Yes.
I am.
You have a sister.
Heir of the throne.
Okay, listen, bro. You ask me the questions, let me answer it. All right. Sebas.
Daddy.
Alejandra.
Yes.
Oh my God, dude. This is Brandon.
Duh.
I'm missing 2.
Yeah, you are. And if you don't get them right, I'm going to. That's messed up, bro.
I want to say one of them is...
Those are my sisters you're talking about.
I know, bro. I know.
Bro, really?
Dude, it's...
You've met them thousands of times, bro. That's literally messed up, bro.
There's not a... Is there a Mia?
A Mia, huh?
Yeah.
That's bien... Bro, this is how you look right now. Ready? Look at me closely. That's how you look.
That's going to be on the internet forever. That face you just made right now. Stupid face. That's on the internet forever, bro.
Matt, no. Blur it out.
That's on
Matt,
the internet.
Blur that out.
Forever.
Matt, bro. Please blur that out.
You did that to yourself, like, bro.
Pixelate plugin.
You did that to yourself.
In my face. Sucker. I'll do it again. If we look, man. And he's going to blur it out.
Look, man, I'm really sorry. I'm blanking on your 2 other sisters' names, and I know when I hear them, I'm gonna be full of shame and guilt.
Okay, so should I tell you? Yes, yeah. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, I just want to apologize to my sister Paulina and my sister Paulina. Nicole. For the Josh Leyva not knowing your guys' name, even though he's met you guys thousands of times.
Not
I apologize.
True.
Not true.
That's not
Did
true.
Did you just sneeze?
No, that's not
true.
That's not true. I've met them thousands of times because your sister Nicole has been in New York
for, yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So I had, and do you, has,
not her there, whole it, life.
I know, but for the majority of like, when we really started like kicking it, she has been in New York. Balina, I messed up on that one. That's the one that I knew I was gonna.
Yeah, okay, fine. If you're gonna mess up on somebody, it's Nicole.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, bro, I think I've met Nicole probably 4 times.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Okay, go ahead. Name my siblings.
But Paulina?
No, really? Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Chubbs.
That's one.
And you've, that's a- okay, it doesn't matter because you've never introduced me to the other ones. Never in your life. Okay? So get up.
Yeah, but I've talked to you about them.
Never said their names.
Yes, I have.
I've never met them. I've never met them.
See, you don't like it when it's the fingers are pointing at you, right? Yeah, yeah. Anytime you point a finger, just remember there's 3 pointing back, back at you. There's 3 pointing back at you.
I've never met him.
All right, I'm going to tell you. And then in a
I'll
year
never
from now,
forget. I'll never you. Forget.
Walter is the oldest.
Love that name.
Okay. Amanda. Okay. Joshua, Leva, the. Okay.
Not heir of the throne, though. Walter is, but continue.
Well, it's debatable because I'm heir to the throne in my mom's kingdom, which is the only kingdom that matters.
Would Walter agree?
Doesn't matter what Walter thinks. I don't give a damn what Walter thinks.
Okay. Go.
And then it is Brian, Alejandra, and then Mia. I have a Mia. That's why I was
thinking about that. Okay, well, we're going to have to go back to that because there's no way I'm going to remember 8 names right now.
And I guess you don't really care about me the way I thought you did.
Walter, did you say Mia?
That's I just said that.
So you thought your sister was my sister's name?
Yeah, I know. I messed up.
Matt.
I thought, okay. I was like, I know there's a Mia in there somewhere.
Oh, wait, that's my sister. All right. How many hobbies do I have? What are they? I mean, technically there's millions, but hobbies? The most common one.
Hobbies.
Hobbies. You hobbit?
Hobbies. Dude, I don't even want to answer this question.
Not true.
I don't know, bro. You like collecting Pokemon cards.
Nah, come on, be real.
Hobbies? Not cleaning your room.
Okay.
You're good at that. You tend to do that one a lot.
You don't know what hobbies I have, fool?
Hobbies?
Really, fool?
You don't really do much, bro.
I don't do much, fool.
Really, fool? You don't do much.
Really, fool?
What do you do?
I would say some of my hobbies. You want me to tell you?
No, I know. Those aren't hobbies.
What are they then?
Those are things you do to appeal cooler than what you really are.
Oh, fuck off.
Those are things that you do for the gram. Those are hobbies.
Fuck off.
Just because you bought a bicycle, it doesn't make you a cyclist.
Honestly, I thought what we're doing right now.
I lift weights. Does that make me a bodybuilder? No.
It can be a hobby.
Listen, bro.
It can be a hobby for sure. Guys, down below, comment down below. Are things that we do on a day-to-day basis? And I get your question. Like, it's just a lifestyle, right? Does it make me a bodybuilder? Technically, yes, dog. Give yourself some credit.
I read books. Does that make me a scholar?
Give yourself some credit, maybe.
I can look at the sky and predict the weather. Does that make me a weatherologist?
You say pendejadas all day. Does that make you a podcaster?
That one, yeah. Okay, listen, bro, you cycle, you box, you what else do you do? You podcast. Is that considered a hobby? That's not considered a hobby because it's a full-time
gig. It could be.
Not in your position.
To a lot of people, they can say,
some people do podcasts for a hobby, but we're not talking about the world, are we? I thought we were talking about heir to the throne.
Me, so sad. Yeah.
So I wouldn't put podcaster in there. I just put cyclist and boxer. That's your hobbies. Oh, golf.
You golf. I golf.
Yeah. And you play softball, but is that even? No, I guess that's a hobby. That's could be a hobby.
Well, yeah, hobby. Every Tuesday.
You invested in it, right? Like you got the cleats, you got the jerseys. I would consider that a hobby.
Yeah, and I'm good at it.
Let's not say, little one.
Yeah, so those are my hobbies. I collect BMWs. It's a hobby.
Okay.
It's a hobby.
Okay.
It's a hobby. All right. I thought this was going to like stump everybody and make everybody feel like, dang, they really love each other.
Uh-huh.
But it almost seems like we're hating each other right now. I have a good one for you. And honestly, if you don't know it, I get it.
Okay.
We don't even have to continue going on and on and on, okay? What was the date of my wedding?
June 7th.
Close.
17th.
Yes.
And I was close.
I'll give it to you.
Bro, come on.
I'll give it to you.
Come on.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Not true. What's my favorite Bad Bunny song on his new album? Nadie sabe lo que va a pasar mañana.
Teléfono nuevo.
Money. You are good.
You see the shoes, my boy.
You are good.
Get a close up on the shoes, man.
You are good.
Go ahead, man.
You are good. That is definitely my favorite song.
I know, man.
What's my Jack in the Box order?
You go ultimate cheeseburger, curly fries, tacos, jalapeno poppers, either Oreo milkshake. You like the shakes, but I think on a daily you're going Coke Zero, Diet Coke, whatever is on the menu.
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
I think you
curly fries?
You got it right. You got it right. I'm going to give it to you. But honestly, I do that.
Hold on. Tell me if I'm missing something.
Missing something that I always get.
Like as a thing?
Oh, and it's not the buttermilk rice. Oh, that's a given.
Yeah, the secret sauce.
No. It's not a sauce. It's an actual item.
Something you get?
Yeah, and it's like the most randomest thing Jack in the Box
has. Oh, I know what it is. I already know what it is.
I know what it is.
I know what it is. Egg roll.
Yep. Good job, Josh.
I knew I was missing something.
Good freaking job, kid.
Is this supposed to be hard?
It was in the beginning. You didn't know none of my family. What's my mom's first name? When's my birthday?
Your birthday?
You just skip over my mom's name, huh?
Your mom's name is Lorraine, bro. Come on, man.
Okay. Lorena.
Lorena.
Actually, your first name is Anna. It's Anna Lorena.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful name, isn't it?
That is a beautiful... That's a genuinely beautiful name, bro.
A queen's name.
Yeah, it is.
And I am heir to the throne. Mm. I'm ready.
You... What's up with you and your throne, bro?
I'm a king, motherfucker. You too, motherfucker. Who am I?
Is that like OT?
Yeah, that was so funny when you said that, bro.
People were like, yo, I don't think OT liked Josh. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I didn't catch that vibe, but after watching the vibe, I'm like, did he like me? No, he did. He was so cool.
He was super cool.
Yeah, he was super cool.
There's sometimes when people genuinely make me laugh because they're being themselves and so naturally, like, they just made me laugh by something they said.
Yeah.
When he said, you said something about, like, the heartbreak or whatever, and, like, have you ever been heartbroken? He goes, yeah. And you too, motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
I genuinely almost pissed my pants when he said that. Do you have questions for me?
Is that it?
Those are it for me. And then we have some, like, Jessica... My good friend Jessica, who happens to be our producer, she has some questions for us too, and it's more like for both of us.
Well, look, man,
I'm ready to win.
All right, I got questions too, man. You think you're the only one with a goddamn question? I got questions too, motherfucker. I got questions too, motherfucker. All right, look, dog. I'm gonna ask some questions here, and I'm gonna ask some questions there. All right, I'm gonna riff some questions too. All right. What size shoe do I wear?
Easy. 12.
That is correct.
Yeah, I know.
But do you know the...
I've bought you many shoes.
Listen to this, though.
Because we are homies.
Listen to this. I am a 12, but do you know my real shoe size?
I would say 13. I wouldn't go underneath. I'd go higher.
Yeah, I am a 13. But I was a 13 when I was like in eighth grade, bro.
So and wait.
I used to feel, because I didn't, hold on. I didn't hit my full capacity of height. I wasn't in final form yet. I was maybe like, right now I'm 6'2", right? In eighth grade, I was probably like, I don't know, like 5'8", 5'9", whatever it is. And I had big feet and I used to feel like I looked like a clown. So I would tell my mom to size me down because I'm trying to turn my frown upside down. You feel me? But yeah, bro. So till this day, I just buy size 12 just because I'm just so used to it. But I'm really a size 13.
So why don't you just get a size 13?
Because I think that it looks like it just doesn't look proportioned. I'm all about aesthetics and proportion.
That's not what your fucking dedos say.
That is true.
Shit's all like this.
No, bro. It's not even funny, but my pinky literally bends inward. Literally.
What about like, did they cortar las uñas super short or what?
Yeah, bro. Like, look, my feet super, are like here.
You got to wear super thin socks?
Know, I used to work at Journeys. I was a manager, assistant manager at Journeys. And I used to measure people's feet. Like, your thumb has to have a gap in the front. Like, that's comfortable. Mine does not. Yeah.
But, hey, bro, man. We're at 13. Ain't no shame in that game.
Also, 13s are a little harder to get than 12s.
I can see that.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So, I got it right.
Yeah, you got it right.
Of course, I've bought you many shoes before.
All right, dude. So you are a Salud ambassador, right? You're a big part of Salud. All right. So I'm gonna ask you some questions on something that I hold very dear to my heart, thus being my wonderful company, Salud.
Yes.
How many Salud flavors are there?
Que la chinga.
Come on, man. You know we got them flavors for days. Think of a flavor. We got that flavor. My favorite thing is like people pitch me flavors and I'm like, it's already done, Sweet Feet. I don't know why I said Sweet Feet.
Don't ever call anybody Sweet Feet. That is weird.
That is weird. I'm like, what's up, Sweet Feet? Huh? I'm just a feet guy.
Ew.
Listen, I'm not a feet guy, so to say. We've talked about this, but I can appreciate a good pedicure, my boy.
You know? I mean, so should everybody.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right, so how many flavors we got, man? Stop dodging my question, bro, Sweet Feet. Come on, Sweet Feet.
All right.
What the toes look like, boy? Listen,
there's a lot of flavors, bro.
There's a lot of flavors.
There's a lot of flavors, bro. Bro, deadass, I don't know because there's so many. If you would ask me this question maybe 2 years ago, I would have nailed it.
One?
No. Okay, a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago, I would have nailed it.
Yeah.
Well, bro, I mean, flavors just keep coming, my boy. I'm going to say 14.
You are wrong.
Okay.
But that's a really good guess because that's a lot.
I know it's more than 10.
It's way more than 10.
Yeah.
You're wrong by downwards. You got to go up.
Oh, okay. Damn. So there's 18 flavors.
There's more than that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Josh.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So there's 19 flavors. We got 20 dropping today on Monday. Mandarin.
The 20th, not 20 more. The 20th flavor. It's dropping on Monday.
Yeah. Was that not clear?
No, it's because you said we have 20 dropping today.
Yeah, flavor number 20.
Yeah, but it seemed like you got 20 more. I don't
think anybody was confused by what I said, bro.
If I was confused, I know somebody else was confused. I don't
think anybody was confused about what I said. All right, we got 20, the 20 flavor dropping today. Mandarin, which is our hydration immunity flavor. I'm super hyped about this one because it's delicious. And a bonus point, if
I love mandarins.
Remember the name of the flavor that's our, like, essentially our seasonal flavor that we drop. We've dropped it twice. And it like, we drop it, sells out, and we don't bring it back to a specific time.
Damn, what?
Come on, bro. You don't even pay attention.
Dang,
to me,
I must
man.
Have forgot. Damn, I'm about to get fired as an ambassador, G.
Shit, man, you about to get a, I'm about to lower your pay, G.
Guayaba.
No. That was a terrible guess, too, by the way. Mango chili lollipop.
I was about to say I thought you guys had that one still.
No. We only drop it like around like Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, okay.
And then like it sells out pretty quick. Yeah. And then we like don't bring it back till
it's a great flavor.
It's an amazing flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of my honestly one of my favorite flavors.
My favorite flavor? You already know.
I don't know.
It's sandia.
Oh yeah.
And you know I always be drinking the cucumber lime one?
Yeah.
And Jamaica?
Yeah.
And for energy, the guayaba one.
So which one's my favorite? Come on, Bucko. You see the sign?
I don't know. You're always drinking all of them.
I am. I think ultimately, without a doubt, it's Jamaica. The Jamaica hydration is it's insane. So good. It's insane.
And the energy one is good too.
Really good. Second, I would say it's sandia, genuinely. I love that flavor. And then I love our fresh sandia. Energy.
Fresh sandia's fire. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That one's fire.
Yeah. And then I would say guayaba energy, actually. I actually prefer our energy over our hydration, even though our hydration one's phenomenal.
Can I tell you that I finally tried
Calm and Sleep?
Calm and Sleep.
No way. Yeah. What'd you think?
And I tried it with a cold water bottle too.
What flavor did you do?
I tried the ponche.
Yeah, that one's really
insane.
Insane. Did you try it hot or cold? You said cold?
Cold. And it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was almost hydrating. Because, you know, when you think about like ponche and stuff, it's kind of like something that you like drink after you eat.
Yeah.
You know, kind of something. It's almost like, I would say kind of in the same family of coffee. You don't drink coffee to hydrate yourself. Mm-hmm. You kind of drink it for a purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you drink, you know, a ponche for a purpose. Some ponche has alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm. The best ponche.
And it's not like you're drinking it like, oh my God, I just ran so many miles. Like I need to drink ponche. No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
So I had ponche and it is actually hydrating. Like it's good. It's really good. Like I me quita la sed.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha. But and the purpose is to
sleep.
Help you sleep. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like, it's not like like when you drink tea, sometimes I feel like I'm still thirsty. I need to down another water.
Yeah.
That's just me.
No, I feel you. There's certain drinks that make me more thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it didn't do that, which I liked. And then I went to sleep. Yeah. I went to sleep, bro. Bro, have you ever gone to sleep? Bro, I went to sleep, bro. Bro, isn't it crazy that every single day in our lives we just die for a little bit?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's a trip.
Why do we have to do that? Like, why can't humans just fucking stay up and party all day?
Mm-hmm. That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it does.
Sleeping is a trip, right? Yeah, like continue to live.
Bro, there's some animals that just never go to sleep and then like they hibernate.
I used to think that hibernating, like when they say like bears would hibernate, is that they would sleep for months at a time and never wake up. Like, I just thought that they were asleep for months. I feel like in school, they never taught us, like, no, they still wake up and go to the bathroom and eat and stuff like that. I just thought they just slept. Did you think that? Did you realize that they actually still function? I just thought they just sleep.
Wait, so they wake up and go to the bathroom if they have to?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I thought it was straight done.
No. They're functional.
You sure about that?
Positive.
You've seen a bear before just wake up and take a leak?
I mean, not personally, but I realized that they did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So basically, they're just chilling.
Yeah, they go through a season where they're just like...
They're not doing shit.
They're not doing anything. They're hibernating. Yeah. Now, to be honest with you, I don't remember the purpose of why they're hibernating, but yeah, it's kind of interesting. All right, bro. Listen, bro. You know, I'm a big guy, right? You know, big dude.
Yeah,
I like to eat.
And
in our friendship, we've eaten a few times. You know?
I would say you're considered pretty big.
Some might say we've even breaking bread, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Breaking hearts and breaking bread.
We'd be breaking bread for show.
What's my Chipotle order, man? Come on, man. My everyday Chipotle order. Because I if it was up to me, I'd be eating it like in a different manner. Like if I wasn't... You know, worried about my macros.
Yeah, like you'd be doing the sour cream.
What's my order, bro?
All right, so let me just... Okay, so you go into line and then they ask you, burrito or bowl or salad? And then you're going to say, let me do a salad bowl.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Oh, you don't do salad
bowl. I've never gotten a salad bowl in front of
you. Okay, so you go, I'll do the bowl. And then you do the bowl and then you do chicken?
Okay, what about the base, bro? Have you never been to Chipotle? There's a base.
Oh, you do white rice. Okay. So it's white rice, it's chicken.
What kind of beans?
Hold on.
That's next, bro.
You don't even do beans. You don't.
That was a trick question.
Yeah! Woo! That was good. I knew you were going to trick me. You don't do beans because beans, you know, you're already doing rice. So if you do rice and beans, that's a lot of carbs for one meal. If you're trying to maintain a physical appearance like you have for the past decade.
We've tried.
Sexy thing.
We've tried. Thank you, sweet feet.
And so you do no beans and then you do fajitas.
Yeah.
You do.
Occasionally. Yeah.
You do pico de gallo.
Yeah. What protein did you say?
Chicken.
How many scoops?
Two, full.
Another trick question.
I mean, I even do two.
You gotta do two, bro.
Gotta do two. Two scoops of protein.
Yeah.
You do the fajitas. You said sometimes I see you do all the fajitas all the time, bro. Yeah. You gotta do the fajitas, my boy.
You gotta get that fiber in.
And then you do the pico, and then you do the mild sauce.
Yeah.
And then you do the salad on top.
Occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you do.
Occasionally.
I'm not missing anything else, bro. You'll do guac. You'll do guac. You'll do guacamole.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
Yeah.
You'll do guacamole if depends on how much you weigh at the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's it, bro. You don't do anything else. And then you have to have the Tabasco.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Because other than that, you're not doing the corn. You're not doing the sour cream.
I do like the corn occasionally. Sure. I love corn, bro. I'm a big corn guy.
But anyways, next question because I got it right.
You partially got it right. I wouldn't go as far as saying you got it right. But, you know.
Give it to me. Daddy?
What's my mom's name?
Your mom? Marie.
What's her middle name?
I don't know.
Benny.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Benny?
Yeah.
I love that name.
Well, those are all the questions that I have for you, Mr.
Yeah, and I did much better than you. Guys, comment down below who won.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
The only one that I got wrong was like remembering your sister's names, bro.
Yeah, kind of.
So please don't ever come at me like that.
But I did better than you.
No, you didn't, bro.
So these questions are for both of us. Ready? I'm going to say and then you say. You have it too, right?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay, I'm going to say the first one. What's my favorite food?
Mexican food.
Okay, cool. And your favorite food, I would say it's, I don't know, you're Mexican food and you love sushi.
Yeah, I love Mexican and like Asian cuisine.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two. But is that your answer? That was your answer?
Yeah.
All right, what is my most prized possession?
Ooh.
I don't even know the answer to this. Hold up.
Yeah, I don't think you have like, I think you have a lot of prized possessions as an individual.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think something that you're probably really proud of is probably like, I don't know, like your Yo Muscle Boy plaques and stuff like that. Things around your office that mean a lot to you.
Yeah.
Your house.
Yeah. I would say so. I think those are great. Those are great.
Yeah.
Let's go with those.
Yeah. I think you have a lot. I think a lot of your prized possessions are more internally.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, Syndicate.
You know what I mean?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say yours Sweet feet. can your wife be one of them? Okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna go your wife.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go your dogs.
For sure.
I'm gonna go your BMWs that you happen to so collect.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like those are good. And I also feel like your relationship with your family.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
That's really it.
Those are the main ones. I can list other things that I know you really like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
What's my go-to drink?
Like alcohol?
Yeah, let's say alcohol.
Your go-to or your favorite? Because I know you love your old fashioned.
I mean, that's my go-to.
But is that your go-to, bro?
If I'm out and about, and like I always say, if I'm at a restaurant, I used to order the whole tequila soda thing, but if I'm at a restaurant, I don't really know how to make a proper old fashioned. Like I don't have all the stuff at my house with the, you know, you know, the little,
the aromas.
Yeah.
But I love when they do that.
I'm you know, the bitters, sometimes they smoke it. I don't have that stuff at my house.
Yeah.
So if I'm at a restaurant, I'm going to order an old fashioned. I want, you know, to have a drink that I normally don't drink, a tequila soda. Yeah, cool. I'll still do that, but not as often. And my go-to is an old fashioned. Like I'm the type of guy that goes to a restaurant. And
this is not philosophical. You go into it so deep. I'm like, we're just talking about drinks, bro.
I'm the type of guy that
like, so what I like I'm to, at a, I restaurant, go to a restaurant. I sit down
and they give me a cocktail menu.
Yeah.
You don't got to give me that. Just an old fashioned, please.
Straight to it.
I don't look at no menu. I don't do all that stuff. Okay. I don't do the whole, let me guys get your house passion fruit margarita. No, I don't do that.
No, I don't do that either.
And no shame on anybody who does. But I'm just saying.
Here's my thing, bro. Can I tell you, I've never admitted this, and this is going to probably expose me a little bit. One of my pet peeves, okay? If I go to a restaurant with somebody, okay? What are the things they're going to ask you when you sit down?
What can I start you guys off to drink?
Yeah. You need to have a drink ready to go. You need to have a quick, already got it all locked.
I agree.
When you're like, and I'm like, dude, we're going to lose the server. We're not going to get it for another 100%
agree.
Just something quick. Tequila soda.
Everybody needs their go-to drink immediately. Have one ready to go, dude. That one that you're going to look for and, I'm going to get crazy. I'm going to try something else. I'm going to get the smoked mezcal, passion fruit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your second drink, fool.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need a go-to drink immediately.
And if I don't know, let's just say you do want to explore the drink menu. Get the drink menu immediately and already start scanning it. Okay, I'm going to go with that. Yeah. Just shoot it. Shoot your shot. I promise you, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. There's so many people that I hang out with and know that do that.
Dude, me too.
And it's like, oh, actually, you know what? And I hear the longest, do you know what? I ask them. I'm just like,
bro,
I'll take an old fashioned.
This is my move. All right. I sit on a table. Oh, can I get you guys anything to drink? Yes, please. I'll do a tequila soda, two limes. Excellent. Reposado, por favor. Muchas gracias. Boom. Right. Everybody orders their drink. I'm going to do a Moscow Mule, blah, blah, blah. And I hear somebody that I like, something that I like. Next round, I go, hey, you know what? Let me try that drink you mentioned. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all this waste of time. And I'm like, bro, we just got to go.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
It's not bad. And I think we should rephrase it and be like,
I'm not pissed.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But I think if everybody back at home, if you're this type of person who just doesn't know what to drink or you don't have a go-to, I think since you don't have a go-to, because I think everybody needs a go-to. If you're that person who doesn't, find one. First of all,
find one.
And second of all, if you don't have one, either go on Yelp or on the website and look through the drink menu already, Because it looks cool. Like, hey, can I get something to drink?
Boom.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah.
Like, or
you know what? I'll take your ass as old fashioned right away.
Or you're walking up to a bar and they don't know what they want.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, this bartender.
That pisses off bartenders.
Exactly.
That pisses off bartenders.
And they're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, you've never ordered a drink before? What do you like? Even if it's vodka cranberry, perfect. Let's start there. And then we'll move on to the drink menu.
Yeah. To some guys, that's like, if guys go on dates and stuff like that, and then they have like a chick with them like that. Or whatever, it can be vice versa, you know, a chick with the guy. Uh-oh. You know, to a guy that can be a turnoff.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, it is. I know a lot of people that turns them off.
I'm gonna be real with somebody
who doesn't know, not me. I know some people, I'm not gonna say their names,
yeah,
but it's a turnoff to them that the person, it can be guy, girl, like, yeah. I said, it can be vice versa, that they don't know what they want, because it almost says more about them than the actual drink.
Maybe. If it's one of my homies that are doing this, I'm calling them out.
Oh, 100%.
I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what you want, bro? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, like, fool, hurry up.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Oh, I'll straight up tell the brother, you know what? He's not drinking today.
Exactly. He's good. Get him a water, no ice.
He's not drinking. This is his first time. Fulanito, this is a bartender.
Bro, he makes water, no ice is crazy to order somebody. Water, no ice. He's going to suffer, bro.
Or ice, no water.
Ice, no water, please, bro.
Yeah, so honestly, that's kind of like a hot take, but it's way better if you just know what you have to drink.
Yes, yes. What is my coffee order? You should know this. My generic, somebody's out, hey, you want a coffee? I have a coffee order.
Yeah, oat milk, latte, vanilla.
Okay, close.
Vanilla oat milk latte.
Yeah, close. I don't know if I always go oat milk. I tend to go more almond milk, even though I love oat milk.
I don't do almond milk anymore.
Why is that?
I don't care if I get 30, 40 extra more calories. I don't care. It's just not as frothy.
What a word, huh?
Yeah, it's
frothy. Frothy is like a word I feel like I'm saying wrong. Like frothy.
No, it's froth. Frothy.
Frothy, yeah.
Yeah. It's not as frothy. It's a little bit more, what do Americans say? Diluted?
What is? Almond milk is?
Yeah, it's more like watery.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess not diluted. Or is it diluted or diluted?
Diluted. Diluted.
Yeah, sorry.
But you know what, bro? That's one of those words that if you say diluted, no, that's wrong.
Actually, no, it's diluted. Diluted is wrong.
I was going to let it be like, oh, it's cool. Tomato, tomato. Nah, it's
wrong. No, yeah. Yeah, you know, I used to do almond milk.
Also, what a phrase, tomato, tomato. Who says tomato? Like, who says that?
I've never met an individual that says
like
tomato.
Yeah, like tomato, tomato. I'm like, no, tomato is completely wrong.
If you meet somebody who says tomato, it's like, tomorrow what? He's the type of person that deserves ice, no water.
You're a tomato guy, huh? You're the type of guy that says tomato?
Yeah, but I think that's your coffee drink, right?
Yeah. And you're the same.
Yeah, I'm the same. That's the go-to.
Got to.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another thing too. Coffee orders, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another conversation. We can just talk about things that, you know, that.
Of course I love lavender Josh latte. Leva. Of course I love lavender lattes. You don't?
No.
But listen, I'm not going to order that immediately if the menu looks insane.
Lavender latte.
I love lavender lattes, bro.
No, I don't like any type of flowers on my coffee.
Yeah.
Like the whole rose petal shit on my, and sorry if anybody orders that. I don't do that.
Hey, man, it's okay. It is okay.
Have your go-to drink. I think it's not even that. People need to be more prepared.
You know what I think it is?
Out and about.
You know what I think it is too? I don't know why, as I'm processing this, I feel like it almost feels a little inconsiderate of the people around you and your server if you're just not prepared for those basic things that you always get asked when you go to a restaurant.
Yeah, brother.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
So, you know what I mean?
Especially the older you get.
Yeah.
Because the older you get, the more experiences you've had at restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, ya tienes que saber, you know what I mean? Plus, it's a thing, like, for example, I love old fashions, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I hope so.
So I like to experience how other restaurants or hotels make an old fashioned.
Yeah.
To me, that's an art. You know what I mean? And by the way, everybody, try an old fashioned. They're great.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most oldest drinks in the cocktail books. And they've been drinking it since
the beginning of time.
I don't know. Since Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, real quick, Josh, we should go on a quick little break.
Oh, we got to call the winner, baby.
Should we announce the winner?
We got to call the winner, baby. Let's
call him.
It's go time, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, good luck. I'm sure it's going to probably be one of you guys.
We're calling you.
So let's go on a quick break.
Let's do it.
Oh! I'm ready. Oh, I'm nervous, bro. No, me too. I'm nervous, bro.
I always get nervous, bro.
Because if it was me,
I'd be losing my shit.
I'm nervous.
Check. All right, good.
All right, mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Did you mic check 1, 2, 1, 2?
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Guys, the moment has come.
A whole month.
It's been a whole month. Guys, La Plática Time Salud. We did a massive giveaway. I just want to start by saying thank you. Sebas and I want to say thank you. We had over 110,000 submissions. And I hate to say this, man, and it breaks my heart every time I have to say this, but there can only be one winner. If it was up to me, I'd buy everybody a ticket.
Yeah.
And maybe one day we will. Maybe one day we rent out a whole venue.
One day.
For Bad Bunny.
One day we'll just, you know, tell Bad Bunny, you know what, just for us.
Algo light.
Do a Plática concert, algo light. But like Josh said, over 100,000 entries. I mean, thank you guys so much from the bottom of our heart. That just means for us, like, shit, we popping.
Shoot, man. Let me tell you something about the La Plática family. Hey, they don't play up in here. They don't
we
play
strong,
play.
Boy.
Yes, sir. Let's do it, baby.
Let's go.
Paola, what's up, girl? Wait, is this Paola, first of all?
Yeah, we just wanted to check if this was Paola.
This is definitely her.
Wow. I have a question for you, Paola. I have a question for you. Two questions. Two questions. You ready? What's your favorite Bad Bunny song?
Monaco.
Ooh. Ooh. Woo. And are you a Libra?
I definitely am.
Because
you didn't guess that. You didn't guess
I
it.
I did guess that. I did
He's
guess
really
that.
He's really good at that.
Stop!
But because you answered those two questions correctly, we taking you to go see Bad Bunny.
Baby!
We taking you to go see Bad Bunny.
Yo, I also have a question. Are you ready for $500 cash, Ooh. Transportation, Ooh. 2 VIP, Ooh. Floor tickets?
Talk to him.
A year supply of Salud.
A year, girl.
A year.
And we're going to let you pick all the flavors you want for the whole
year.
Are
you ready?
I'm ready.
Because, Paola, congratulations. You're the winner. There was 100,000 entries.
Yes, girl.
And we can only pick one. And, Paola, you were the winner.
Come on.
Congratulations.
Girl, we literally had over 100,000 entries. And you won. It's crazy.
You're a winner.
I
just win. Oh, wow. Let's go. You also put in that work too, because you get crazy points.
I really hoped you guys saw I put in the work.
I saw it. Yeah. You did it, girl. Yeah.
Nevertheless, not only did you win, but from the bottom of Josh and myself's heart, thank you so much for supporting Salud. Thank you so much for supporting La Plática. And honestly, these are the things that happens when you do good things.
She manifested it, baby.
You manifested it. So
this
thank
is meant
you.
For you, girl.
Thank you so very much.
You seem so sweet, girl. We're so excited for you. Have you seen Bad Bunny live before?
Never.
First time.
Wow. So
excited. Wow. That's it.
It's going
to
be crazy.
I'm glad it's going to you then. Congratulations, honestly, and thank you so much.
Appreciate your love.
Thank you, guys.
Of course. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Nos vemos en la próxima plática.
Man.
Oh, can we get a quick map?
Oh, yeah. Hit a nasty one. Appreciate
I'm
your love.
So done. Okay.
Bye, Mark.
Ciao.
Bye.
Peace. There it is.
Congratulations to the winner.
Wow.
It is what it is.
And just like that.
Just like that, you won.
You're going to Bad Bunny, baby.
$500 cash.
Your supply is Salud.
Transportation. A great time.
I like how you didn't know what to say for like a split second.
Oh, like transportation. No, honestly, congratulations, guys. Yeah. And big shout out to Te Salud for hosting that giveaway. Thanks, La Plática. Thank you, La Plática. And thank you, Josh Lay. That was amazing.
Yeah,
To many more.
We got many more giveaways coming, guys. If you didn't win this one, which I'm really sorry if you didn't. But like I said, we got plenty of giveaways. Oh, something I wanted to mention is that if you follow Te Salud, every post that we post on our Instagram is a giveaway. So if you want to enter a giveaway, every time we post, you can. All you have to do is like the photo, comment something, and we're picking people from the comment section literally every post. You can win a bag of Salud, you can win some swag, different things. So be sure to do that because it's really cool. I feel like people don't know that.
Yeah.
Every post is a giveaway.
That's good that you mentioned that. Yeah. Every post, which is basically almost every day.
Well, yeah, we post for
you post
sure.
Like every day.
We post a lot.
Yeah.
We post a lot.
Yeah. So like I said, congratulations. That made us really happy to hear.
the reaction and stuff like that. It's it's a blessing to be able to do that.
Yeah, man.
So thank you. And thank you for supporting La Plática and Say Salud.
That's right, baby.
Josh Leyva, the Josh Leyva, heir to the throne, supposedly. So there's a card game out there. And I think a lot of people know what this card game is.
Hold on. First of all, don't ever belittle me on a thing that you have been saying and making it seem like I said that.
I am heir to the throne. I am the oldest. I never
said
I was. I'm the oldest.
That doesn't mean heir to the throne, bro.
Yeah, bro. All right, bro. You with Walter, you figured out G. All right, so there's this game called Preguntas. Really fun game. It's really cool because, okay, so let me explain it to you. So the game is called Preguntas.
Okay.
And it's made by a really cool creator, and her is hija de tu madre. And it's really, really cool. So I wanted to play this game with you.
Cool.
And I hope you want to play this game with
me.
I'm
going to win, that's for sure.
Okay, so it's basically a card game, and there's dice, right?
Okay.
So you throw the dice, and one dice is going to land on the color card, and it has like a little icon here that it'll let you know what card to pick up, right? And every card, there's a different subject. For example, values, emotion, us, and family. And it's really cool because this game is bilingual, some people may say.
Nice.
So it has the question or, you know, the words in English and in Spanish.
Okay.
And then here, it's just us two, but this dice rolls as well at the same time. And it'll say, like, you answer it, or you pick the person to the left, person in front of you, or there's one that says, like, oh, you pick who to answer. You know, you can even pick yourself. So stuff like that.
So like a group setting.
Yeah. But since it's just us, either I'm going to answer it, or I'm going to pick you to answer it, or we both answer it.
Okay.
Right? Vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know what vice versa means, right?
I think I do. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for checking, though. I appreciate that.
No worries. Heir to the throne vibes. And then we have these two yellow cards here. So if I talk about something or you talk about something and then I kind of finish, you can actually give me that card and say, tell me more, dive in deeper, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, cool.
Right? Yeah, it's a really cool card game and I definitely recommend people
And I can use this at any moment that I want. Like I can, like if you answer something, I'm like, I need to know more. I can like throw the card down.
I believe so, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. But like I said, it's just us two. But when it's like a whole big setting, it's really cool. Things can get really real.
I like
things
this, can man. Get really this is fun. Cool. This is my kind of game.
Yeah, so I wanted to just kind of play this because I feel like it kind of, you know, mixes in with us.
Yeah, I love that, bro. And you did a great job explaining it. Thank you. Now I know exactly what to do, and I cannot wait to beat you.
Cool. Did I really explain it right?
You did good, bro. You did really good.
Because normally I suck at explaining stuff.
No, I'm not lying. I'll give you B plus.
Heir to the throne vibes. Oh, you want me to roll first? Do the honors. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Let's do it. Yeah. I bet. Oh, let it go. Let it go. Okay, let it go.
So right here, landed on heart.
It landed right here. It's you pick. You pick.
Yeah.
You pick, so I get to pick which one I want?
No. You pick, so it landed on the heart. Uh-huh. So you pick a card, the heart card.
Oh, got it.
And then you pick, either you answer it or I answer it.
Oh, got it. See, maybe you didn't do a great job explaining because I should have known that. All right, so I give you a B plus.
Sorry.
All right, do I read the question out loud?
Yeah.
What lesson has pain taught you? You go.
Wow. What lesson has pain taught me? Dang, it's getting a little serious in here, huh? Do you feel
pain,
that heat?
Motherfucker.
Yeah. That's some serious heat right now.
Yeah.
What pain. I think I've suffered a lot of pain, whether that be emotionally or not too much physically, to be honest, but I think no matter what, I think emotional pain hurts more than physical pain. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's taught me to be stronger. And it's taught me to understand, and I've said it before on many other podcasts, I think pain has taught me to understand my true values in life. If something has happened to me in the past, it has, and it's painful to go through, it's made me understand what really matters in life. Does that make any sense? Mm-hmm. It's made me understand, it made me be a better person because I can now sit down and tell myself, if I ever come into a scenario where I feel bothered or something bothers me, like I said, or there's an issue that might not even be that big, pain in the past has taught me that that pain ain't really pain.
Okay.
It's not so deep like that because I've really suffered pain in the past. And I hope nobody suffers pain, but life is life.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so I think you're saying you've experienced significant pain at a deep level. So when things happen that would be painful, you have like a thing to compare it to where you're like, wait, this mm-hmm. is this hurts, mm-hmm. but I've experienced true pain. This is nothing like that. Yeah. So you're able to view it like in a different mm-hmm. Lens or experience it in a different way.
Yeah. And sounds weird, but I've suffered pain / trauma in my life, which has made me a happier person because of that. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I've suffered something like tough. So now everything in my life that happens is almost like a blessing, anything. So it makes me happy. It really does. It makes me a truly happy person.
I like that.
Because I've suffered pain before in the past. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like perspective, like yeah. how you perceive it.
Yeah. Pain's un cabrón. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I like that, man. Great answer.
Thank you.
We're doing great, bro. That's a really good question.
Imagine playing this like with your family and stuff. Mm-hmm. Shit can get deep. Mm-hmm. If you're the type of person that doesn't talk like that with your family.
Yeah.
And sometimes we always wish that maybe we should talk like that with our family. Yeah. You know, and the older we get, we're like, we need to have these conversations. You know, we weren't taught, you know, it gets awkward. Shit can get real with this types of games.
Yep.
And honestly,
it should.
It should.
Yeah.
It's good for your family.
And for yourself.
Mm-hmm. 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 My turn.
Give me something good. Give me something good. Give me something nice. I'm trying to win up in here, dog. I'm trying to win.
Green us. And everyone answers.
Ooh. Ooh. And this one's called us. So this is about us, I'm assuming.
So we're both going to answer this.
Middle child vibes.
And the cool thing about this game, and it says it in English and it says it in Spanish. So if your whole family speaks Spanish, it's money. And when I say money, that's money, dude. Have you ever been hurt by me? Wow. Have you ever been hurt by me? When was it? What? This is crazy. Don't make me cry, fool. Don't make me feel like that. And I'll even say it in Spanish too, because I'm a Spanish speaker. ¿Alguna vez te ha lastimado? ¿Cuándo fue?
I'm trying to think, because initially, I'm just like, no, you never hurt me, right? But I'm trying to think if there's been like a time where I felt like maybe I like,
damn,
you know,
I don't think so. But fool, you say something, I won't be sad.
No, bro, man, hurt me. Yes. Yes.
When did I hurt you?
Yes, you did hurt me. You did hurt me, bro.
What?
Yes. Yes. This is a good game, Jess. And this is not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because I got over it on my own. I never really like talked through it with you because like it's not that serious. And I know you had like, I don't know. Listen, let me just say it before I start creating all these excuses for you. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm creating excuses.
No,
for
no
you.
Excuses.
I was driving to your house one time and I ran out of gas. And I was stuck in the middle of an intersection. And I was probably less than a mile away from you. Uh-huh. And I called you because you were the first person that I thought about. I was like, I'm going to your house. I think we were going to record a podcast. This was within the last like year and a half.
I think I remember this.
And I was literally stuck in the middle of the intersection. And I remember talking to you and I felt like you
didn't
want to help me. And I was like, bro, I'm literally, and I felt like you kind of just kept trying to avoid coming to help. Like you're like, is there anything you can do? Like, where's the gas station? Can you Uber? Can you walk? Like, where are you? And I'm like, bro, I'm stuck. Like, I'm in an intersection, bro. Like, I just need you to come at least help me, like take care of my car or like go get, help me get gas. Yeah. And I remember I got to your house and I felt so like frustrated and I was trying to like internalize it. I was like, okay, maybe he was busy with Karen. I was trying to create these excuses for you. But
did I say anything? Well, I mean, did I remember that? Why couldn't I actually go?
You did. No, you didn't. You said, because my car is a hybrid. Mm-hmm. And you said, how do you run out of gas when you have a hybrid car? And I just remember being like, yeah, I guess that happens. And I literally, bro, I was just like, bro, what? Like, you couldn't just come? Like, just like help
me? I do remember. I remember even where you told me you were at. You were kind of like by one of the gas stations that It by was the 405.
By the freeway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And dude, it was that. And I think I was just frustrated because like I was late per usual. Running out of gas, like stopping in the middle of an intersection sucks, embarrassing. And then like there was so much fucking traffic, bro. So the cars were coming. People don't give a shit. People are living their own lives, you know? So I just needed like assistance. And dude, I can't get upset for expecting you to come and save the day. I think it's like a mixture of frustration and then also like, sometimes as humans, we create these expectations for people. And when they don't meet those expectations, we take them as like a failure. We take them as like, they hurt us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, but it did hurt me though. It did hurt me. Wow. 'Cause then what you start doing as a human, you start thinking like, if he was in that situation, I would have gone in a heartbeat. I wouldn't have asked a single question, you know? But then it's like, you can't get so consumed in that as well. It's one of those like,
thanks. No, yeah. First of all, I apologize.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. Let's see what happens when you
honestly, I apologize and I completely understand. I've been in situations where you're frustrated, you're blaming yourself, you're maybe like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I need somebody, you know? Especially me being so close by.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I shouldn't have been so like, fool, you're right there. Just, you know, like, because I'm also the type of person that like, if I ran out of gas somewhere, I'm not calling nobody. I'm going to figure it out because I don't want to like...
inconvenience people?
Yeah, but even though it's not, because we're best friends.
Yeah.
Even though it's not.
That's the way I see it.
Yeah, I shouldn't think like that when I need help, but I do. I don't need, like, bro, sometimes my tires pop. You know how my cars are like, the tires are like this, or I use certain things. They've popped so many times on me. Sometimes people and my friends or my family or even Karen, she'll never know that happened because I never even tell nobody. They just pop. I call a tow truck with myself. I don't let anybody worry about me, blah, blah, blah. I figure it out. But we're not talking about me. So first of all, I apologize because I shouldn't have even asked. I should have just been like, yeah, let's go right away.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing. Maybe the chain of events of my day that day made me lead up to me acting that way. Obviously, I'm not a dick. Obviously, you know, I'll do anything for you.
I think it was less about the idea of you coming to help and more about how you handled it. Because it's a different thing. Yeah. You know, I think it's different if you're like, if I feel like, if I call you, it's for a reason. I'm not just going to call you just to like waste your time. Yeah. So, but if I feel like, hey man, do you need me to go? And then it's like, no, you know what, bro? I think I got this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Versus like it just being so dismissive.
Yeah.
And that's what I think hurt me. It's the way you handled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's my fault.
Of course.
Now we're beefing it.
No, dude, obviously, like you've never even known that. Like you never knew that that bothered me. I never showed any. I show any kind of like fret from it? Any kind of
nothing.
And dude, let me tell you something.
When I saw you that day,
I was frustrated because I was like, bro, like you couldn't. And it was I didn't expect you to come get gas for me. I think I was more worried about getting my car hit and just like having somebody there, like just being able to help with like I don't know, bro. Just like the assistance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like I said, I apologize. I should have handled it probably better.
Yeah.
But you know, and probably in that situation, I didn't even think much of it.
I just remember thinking, I was like, this two-faced Gemini son of a bitch. You don't give a shit about me. It's all a lie.
No.
And dude, you know, when your emotions are that heightened, you think like that, right? Yeah. But then when I'm very grateful that I feel like I'm a very rational, reasonable person, and I can understand like you and stuff like that, and I can get over things. And I know I don't tend to take things personal, something like that minor. It's never really like changed the way I view you as a friend. Like it's not that deep. But I just remember when you asked the question, I was like, I did remember feeling hurt. Like damn. I was hurt. Yeah.
Well, next time that you run out of gas, I'll be there in a fucking
jiffy. You're going to be like one of those NASCAR people like.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go and be like, I'm here, fool. You don't got to say shit anymore. No, I apologize. It definitely, I could have handled that a different way. So I apologize.
Appreciate that.
Well, I apologize.
Thank you. Thank you for apologizing, bro.
So that'll never happen again to you.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Over my dead body.
I'm glad you remember too.
When you were saying, I was like, when? Until you said that you were by my house. And then I remember that you did call me one day. It was like a year ago, right?
Yeah, probably
about a year ago. We were still at the old studio.
Yeah.
I remember you said like, oh, I'm like right by you. And I think we had locations shared.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you're like right there.
Yeah.
And honestly, I should have just been like, I'll be right there. Right. Like I said, I don't know what I had going on that day and why I reacted that way. It's not like I was reacting like a dick, because I'm not naturally a dick. I'm not. Yeah. And you know that.
Yeah.
So, but maybe whatever, I'm not trying to make an excuse for me either, but whatever happened that day, I don't know if it was because of how my day was going. But no, I should have just immediately been like, boom, I'm going there, especially since you're so nearby.
Yeah. I will admit this, that like I mentioned earlier, I think I was in a state of like, I felt frantic, right? Like I said,
well, yeah, you're in the middle of the street,
a fucking crazy busy street, right? So I think my emotions were probably heightened, you know, and I probably took it harder. And I think that's why in that moment I was like very frustrated. I was like, bro, you couldn't just come, like he's down the street. But then when I got out of it and I fixed the problem and everything was fine and stuff, sure, like you get the honk, but whatever, right? The honks. Yeah, I just got over it, you know?
Yeah, but still, me being who I am to you and you who you are to me, it should be an easy, I'll be right there, even though your dumbass fucking forgot gas.
Yeah, it's, you know, my fault. It's, yeah. I mean, there's no, at the ultimately, no, it's my fault for running out of gas.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, yeah. Like no matter what, even if you're across the street from a gas station and you can walk there,
yeah.
I should immediately say, I'll be right there.
Yeah, I'll go help you, bro.
Yeah, because I should be there immediately.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I apologize.
You ever seen that? This is as kind of has something to do with it. You ever seen that one? It's from a movie, and they're like, it's like Mark Wahlberg, and he's like talking to that guy. He's like, "Listen, man. Oh, I think it's not Mark Wahlberg.
Is it the one with Will Ferrell?
No, he's like, we're gonna go hurt some people. You're never allowed to ask who and why we're doing it. And he just looks at him. He's like, "Whose car are we taking? I was like, just that's homies. What I wanted from you, bro.
Was that Four Brothers?
It could have been. It might have been. Yeah. He's like, we're gonna go hurt some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's a good line.
It's a good line.
So yeah, once again, I apologize.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank it will never happen again.
And hopefully I never run out of gas again, man.
I mean, who does that, right?
You fucking idiot. All right. Have I ever hurt you?
No, I don't think you ever have, bro. No.
I'm trying to think, bro.
I don't think so, bro. I really don't. Yeah. But that's the thing. I'm not saying that you're sensitive.
Yeah. Oh, I am.
Because you are
more sensitive than you.
And
for sure.
I am too. Yeah. But you know how I am.
Yeah.
Like I don't care about it. Like I don't get mad at anything.
You don't get mad, bro. But you definitely put up walls.
Sure.
Yeah, you tend to be a little bit more like, I'll see like you'll become more guarded if something is like bothering you.
Yeah, but I've never been guarded from you.
I
don't think I have. I haven't.
All right.
Yeah, no, you've never, it says right here, have you ever been hurt? No, I've never.
Okay.
Never. And I hope I don't, bitch.
I'm trying to think, bro. You sure?
I swear.
All right.
What have you done?
I don't know.
Nothing.
All right. I mean, it makes me look good because that means I'm a good friend to you.
I'm really trying to think. I've never been hurt by you. No, never.
Money. All right, cool. Let me get it. Let me get
the dice. You're a very nice person, Josh Leyva.
All right.
Here, say some more bad things about me.
That wasn't bad.
No, I know. I'm just fucking with you.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Put them on the table, G.
Dude, they keep falling. Have you ever failed at something?
Yeah, everything. I mean, I don't know specifically. Like what? Like
you got to dig deep, man.
I mean, damn. I mean, there's so many things I've failed at before.
Okay, something that you failed at you...
There's still
really
some things
you.
Even now that I fell at.
Okay, give me one. Dig deep, Sebas. Deep, bro.
One time I was playing Street Fighter.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm trying to like think about something that's kind of deep, right? Mm-hmm. I think one thing that I felt in the past was just, especially like living by myself or with my wife, always telling myself like, make more time for my family, make more time for this. And that's why I did it for my New Year's resolution. That's why I'm trying to not fail at that this year. Because in the past I have failed at that.
Oh, like saying that you're going to do something, like hang out with your family more than you don't. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Like that, yeah. Mm. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
I failed at this podcast in the beginning of the podcast era. You know, I failed at it.
You would consider that a failure?
Well, I failed at that moment, because at that moment I wanted something different for the podcast.
Yeah.
But I failed until I tried something new. I tried something else new.
That's good. I like that. Yeah.
So, but I think failure is a good thing.
Failure is a great thing. I think
failure is it's a great thing to experience, because it sucks and it makes you not want to do that again.
Yeah.
And then, you have to fail. And if you don't, you're lucky.
Or unlucky.
Yeah, but like if you don't fail, that means you succeeded, which you succeeded at the moment at whatever you want to do. And then you're going to have another goal and then you might fail at that. But if you just straight up succeed immediately at something, you're lucky and, you know, that's good for you. I'm not going to hate on it. But most of the time, the things that I've done, you fail. Whether it not doesn't affect your life, but you fail. Mm-hmm. But those failures, I mean, you have to fail. It teaches you what to do next.
Yeah. The reason I don't necessarily agree that you're lucky if you don't fail, because you miss out on so many lessons. And the perfect example I can think about is people who get social media famous overnight, right? Like they post a TikTok and then they become an influencer overnight, right? There is no lessons that you learn through that. Like the trial and error of content and like the grind of it, right? And that's just one example.
Yeah.
You know, but you are lucky that if you're able to build a platform, but I think you miss out on so much that you are going to learn about like yourself and the space and the business. You know what I mean? And I feel a lot of those people like the faster they climb, the faster they fall.
The harder they fall.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah. The taller you are, the harder you fall. That's what that saying is, right?
No, but it's about like people achieving success at an escalated level.
Yeah.
Like they tended to fall faster.
And they failed. And hopefully they
can pick initially, them. Like you said, they didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like maybe they're unlucky.
Yeah.
For reaching success immediately.
100%.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. I always say the only L's I take are lessons. You know, I say that a lot. It's something I say. Just read it off the board.
The only L's I take are lessons. Yeah, that is a lesson. It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. Sometimes you should have the mentality of starting something or wanting to do something and understanding that you should strive to low-key fail. Because then that just means that you're doing it. Mm-hmm. That means that you're being ballsy and you don't care about the repercussions of what that thing that you want to do might hurt.
Yeah.
Because it might not work. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you just give up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
True.
I mean,
facts no printer, bro.
Facts no printer.
Yeah. You want to roll?
Real quick,
ready?
Before I start my dice roll, look at me. I'm sorry, fool.
You failed me, bro. You're supposed to say, whose guy are we taking?
I'm sorry. And I will make it up to you.
All right.
And you'll see. And one thing about me is I'll make it up.
Dude, honestly, I totally forgot about that moment. And I was just trying to create like something, but I was like, this is actually a good one.
Yeah, but I hurt you.
You did. You did.
And I'm going to heal that scar of yours. So I want to let you know that I'm sorry.
I appreciate it, bro.
And I love you. I'm sorry.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you for apologizing.
I love you.
I love you, bro.
That'll never happen ever again. If you want to call me up for anything, even if it's a joke, I will be there for you. Unless I'm not here, but I will be there.
Yeah. I think...
Just do me a favor and don't ever tell that story again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want a kiss?
No. I was going to... I was going to... never mind. Because I can go into it, but I'm not going to.
What? I'm sorry.
Do you want me to?
It's up to you.
Okay, look.
Are you going to make me feel even worse?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
when I was telling you how I felt, did you notice that you said how you would handle a situation like that? How you said, oh, if I run out of gas or my tires pop, I just don't call people. Mm-hmm. I think that disregards how I feel. Because the moment wasn't about how you would handle the situation. Yeah. The moment was about how I felt.
Yeah.
Because if I hurt my brother that, I can't be like, well, bro, I would have like, it's like, dude, I hurt him.
Yeah, I guess I was just trying to like make it seem like why I maybe acted that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justifying
but, it. But yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't matter what I feel. That's why I said, like, I'm stop talking about myself. It doesn't matter how I feel, it's how you felt. Because no matter what, you were hurt, right?
Yeah.
So no matter what I did, whether I was wrong or right, it doesn't matter because we're talking about how you were hurt. So like I said, sorry. I guess I was just trying to say that why maybe I handled it like that.
Bro,
but it shouldn't be an excuse.
Yeah, and even just a process situation because like this is such a like passive situation, right? Like it's like not a big deal, but it's also a big deal. But then I start thinking to myself, am I saying it's not a big deal because of this like standard that we have as men that we shouldn't let something like that bother us?
That's great.
I don't know. That's something I kind of battle with within myself. But then you are somebody I hold dear in my life. Mm-hmm. Like you're top, right? So I think I do hold a standard for you, just like I hold a standard for my brother. Like if I call my brother right now, mm-hmm. I expect him to be here.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. And I think I don't know how I'm supposed to process that. And I was kind of dealing with that in the car when I was driving to you. Mm-hmm. I'm like, should I have this expectation of him to have just show up? Or is that a false expectation that I have in myself?
No, I think it should whatever be your first initial reaction.
But then sometimes you don't want to lead emotionally.
Sure.
And that's why sometimes maybe that's why I held like telling you, because I'm like, am I being emotional about this?
No.
You know, it's weird. It's weird.
I think maybe you shouldn't lead too emotionally when it's somebody that's maybe not me. But you know what I'm saying? Like
somebody that you don't hold to that like level of
sure. Yeah. But if you hold me to that level, I expect you to be emotional with me.
Okay, fair. I like that. Yeah. I genuinely like that.
Yeah. I would do that.
Yes. Okay. I like that standard.
Because if you feel that way and you feel like, you know, why didn't he do this? He's right there. Like I would have done the same for him.
Right.
Then I should, you should lead with emotion at that point. I think so.
Okay.
And then because if you don't lead with emotion, then why should I care? Mm-hmm. If you're not emotionally connected to it.
Yeah.
Because then to me, you're just kind of like complaining about it. Mm-hmm. But no, you're not complaining about it. You were hurt emotionally by me.
Yeah.
So that I should fight for that emotion back. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
I should fight. Therefore, I should fight for you. I mean, even if it doesn't lead with emotion, I'm still going to fight for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But whatever that first initial reaction was, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It could be.
Cause it's me.
Yeah.
You know, just like you would like say something to your brother if he didn't do that.
Yeah. I'd be pissed.
Yeah. Because
it'd be different. Yeah. It'd be different, but same. I would have been more like upfront. I would have told him immediately.
Yeah.
Because, but also he's my younger brother. I would have said, yo, if I ever call you for something like that, you don't show up for me, we're going to have a problem. I would have told him that.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're 9 years apart. He's my younger brother. I have the older brother heir to the throne energy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But is it fair to say that as men, we're kind of programmed to like not talk about that?
Of course.
Something so delicate. Cause that's delicate, bro. Let's be real.
Yeah.
You didn't come home and get gas. Like you could play it like that. Yeah. You could easily play it like that. And then it kind of diminishes how the feelings of what it was. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in this culture that we live in, this men like this kind of, that's kind of what isn't common, you know? So that's what I battle with too, bro, because don't get me wrong, bro. I'm in tune with that energy too. Yeah. I get that energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
it's interesting. We are in tune like that.
Yeah.
It's always been like that.
Yeah.
It's stop being a bitch.
Right.
That's
how I am too. I can comprehend that and fully like get that. And I felt that way about people before too. I'll admit, you know, I'm like, dude, like get over it. You're fine.
I'm programmed like that.
Be
too.
A man.
I'm programmed like that too. And like I'm talking about, like, it's just because there's certain people that if that happened to somebody else or whatever, that's not you, I would have just easily been like, oh, I'm just not even going to bitch about it. I'll just fucking handle it on my own. And I'll start blaming myself on why I'm in that situation.
Yeah.
You're at a higher caliber than a lot of people I know in my heart. So in that moment, I think I would tell myself, like, should I make a big deal? You know, because we are programmed like that. Yeah. But no, it's good that we talk about things like that. Because then it's like teaching me a lesson.
Yeah, and then I think sometimes we like maybe forget like the where we hold certain people in our lives. And I think like these kind of reminders are like, oh wait, this person does hold me to a standard. Like for me, for example, like I love knowing my role. Like I love knowing my role at in my life with like my mom, right? Like I'm her oldest son. Like I know like it's my role to lead and be an example for my older brother.
I agree. But you're right. Next time when anybody tells me anything, I shouldn't say, oh, I think it's because my day this or that. You know what you were just talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I think no matter what I did, no matter what I went through that day, and somebody tells me that they're hurt or that I did it something or that they're bothered, it doesn't necessarily have to be you. I should just immediately, reframe back to what I was talking like.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's like, I get you. What you're saying, like where you say, oh, this is how I would have handled the situation. This is how I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think I was just using that as an example of
why, because
I don't remember very clearly why, but I do remember that time.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool.
But I agree.
Well, I appreciate your apology, man.
Of course, man. I owe you big time.
Big time, bro. Big you got to fill up my tank. No?
Yeah. And honestly, things like that, they do hurt me because I'm not like that. You didn't even see this whole conversation. You're not making me feel like I'm a bad person because I know I'm not a bad person. No. But yeah, things like that. I don't want to say they hurt me, but they make me think like, dude, you need to like, you know, you're teaching me somewhat of a lesson right now. Mm. You know what I mean? And I don't ever want to be like that or make you feel that way ever again, which I would not. And if I do, you tell me.
We're going to have to pull this game out again.
Yeah. Only.
Like, where's that fucking card? Yeah.
Only the pink cards. No. If I'm going to play, no pink cards today.
Oh, is that, what was it?
That was emotions, I think.
Oh, shit.
I think so. Yeah. All right. I think we'll just do one more.
Let's do it. Oh, man. Not again. Is it a good one?
So I'm going to pick one. It says here, has anybody ever hurt you? Just kidding.
I'm like, yeah, you motherfucker.
Just the same question. How has your idea of love changed over time? And obviously it's you pick, so I'm going to pick you. How has your idea of love changed over time? ¿Cómo ha cambiado tu idea del amor con el tiempo? That's what the card says.
Yeah.
You want to read it?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I like that question a lot. Yeah. Man, I feel like it's definitely changed. As I've gotten older, I've just learned more about myself, right? And the mistake, and just bear with me because I'm processing this, but like the mistakes that I've made and the grace that I've been shown by people. And I've been taught that is true, genuine love. And the word that wraps it all up, or the words, is unconditional love, right? Unconditional. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've got to experience through my life of like making mistakes and feeling shame, feeling guilt, and then being able to go up to somebody or the person that I hate and then showing me forgiveness and grace. And in turn, that really has like shaped me into understanding love. You know, I think that's the ultimate, unconditional. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, now that's where it can get a little dicey. I'm not saying like you people can cross boundaries and there's disrespect, but I'm saying like nothing that you do, nothing that you have, no possessions, anything changes the love that I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even through mistakes that you make, I'm still gonna love you and view you the same way, mm-hmm. you know? So I think I've just learned that, like that's the way I've like.
What do you think did you have a different sort of definition when you were a lot younger, what love was?
Yeah, I think it was just more
lust,
emotional. Yeah. It was just quick, right? Like lustful. It's just like, you know, when you're like, even like in your preteens, right? Like you don't really understand and value the love that you have for like your mom. Right? Like you don't really view it like that. Like you're just kind of so caught up in your own world and your crush and stuff. And you think like the way you feel in that moment, like that's what love is, but you don't realize the real love is the person who's been supporting your whole life and the sacrifices they've been making, you know, hence personally, my mom, you know?
Yeah. I was about to say that too. Like mom, like there's no love, like the mom love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought to myself the other day, like, I was like, dude, I can literally do something completely bad, and no matter what, my mom will be there, mm-hmm. and she won't judge me, or she won't say anything because of the love that she has for me.
Yeah. I also have learned too, like, my love has become more like selfless, right? Like, we sometimes when you do things that for people you love, sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes you got to get out of your like comfort zone, or you got to like put in the effort. You know, and that's something I've like learned too. Like, you can't get, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess complacent with love, you know? Like, there always constantly has to be work put in. They say, this is so corny, but I genuinely believe this. They say love is a verb. It's something you do. You can't just, now, even for your mom, right? Like, yes, I love my mom, but am I showing her that love? Like, am I putting in that work? Am I making the time to go drive down to see her, calling her every possibility that I get just to check in on her, to make her, or doing the things that I know make her feel loved?
Even the smallest things.
Even the smallest things. So it's like that whole love is a verb thing is something I've like learned throughout my life as well.
Yeah. It's funny how back when, you know, we're a tad bit younger, because we're still young bucks.
Shit, man, I'm young as feet.
It's crazy how when you're younger and you think you love somebody and it's not really love, it's really lust, or it's really almost kind of like experiences that you first had with that person, whether it be girlfriend, boyfriend, or even like a family member. You know, we have experiences together, but I'm more talking about kind of like emotional, like romantic love. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know, when you experience something for the first time with an individual, they kind of hold like this what you think is love, and you don't ever want to let that go, and you know, stuff like that. And then there's a lot of lust, and there's a lot of there's also a lot of like since I'm doing this with you and you're doing this with me, I'll have you
this
forever.
This is everything
We're sacred, you know. But I've learned love is more than that.
For sure. Last thing I wanted to add to about the whole love thing, something that I've learned as well. And this is like, you know, I hate when there's so many good, valuable lessons and corny shit. You know what I mean?
But that's another why corny shit exists.
I know. But I like, yeah, I just like, I think there's a lot, bunch of value in it, right? Like, for example, they say like, you don't know what love is until you learn to love yourself. Bro, that is truer than true. Like, if you genuinely don't love yourself, you react like you're just so like there's a different you don't know how to receive it, because you don't know what it is to truly love yourself, you know. And I think that's a big lesson, because I genuinely felt, and I think a lot of people go through this, high school, middle school, even in college, like I could genuinely say I didn't love myself, because I just didn't feel like I had like purpose, or I didn't know my purpose. So I couldn't receive love. But honestly, like, as I've gotten older, and I'm still discovering, you're constantly learning and stuff, right? But the more I've learned to love myself, I can genuinely see and appreciate the love that's around me. And I take it in on such a different level. Like, I appreciate it. Like, I can appreciate just sitting at dinner with my mom and just being able to listen to her and look at her and touch her and talk her. Something that small.
And just like how you said, when you start learning to love yourself, it's when you start thinking things like, man, these are the things that I really like to do and show love, the way, you know, taking my mother, you know, out on a dinner, something so simple, text messages, stuff like that. Learning to love yourself and then expressing it with somebody else. Then you can show true love to somebody else.
Right.
The little things that maybe you can't express. You know, like when you start loving yourself, you know, you can go and, I don't know, the little things that you might like in life, and then, you know, that you might have not expressed back then, and now you do. So now you use those tools that you have, and then you show them to people.
Yeah. Also, then, I also think, like, when you love yourself, you have more confidence, because you know who you are and you love yourself. So if you say something that's wrong, you're not going to be all like in your head about it, because you're like, you know what? If they took it that way, I'm sorry. That's not how I meant it. I know what I meant. I know how I said, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's the best example, but.
But Josh, even if you didn't love yourself in high school, I feel like a lot of people go through that.
That's
too,
what I'm
you
saying.
Know, right?
I think that's a common thing. And I think it's good to go through that, because you're learning yourself, right? And you're unsure, and like also like even not to get onto like, you know, like hormonal shit, but you're like, your body's changing and shit. So it's like common that people go through like different emotions.
Yeah, and
like
then
that.
The longer you live on.
But bro, there's people in their like 20s and 30s who don't love themselves, and they're still trying to figure themselves out. And I think that's okay. That's all part of your own journey.
Yeah.
You know?
And honestly, thinking about that, that's really sad. And I hope I don't know. Maybe these types of talks that we have can inspire people to, you know, because I hate when people say like, well, I don't hate, but you know, when people say like, don't be selfish. But I think the only time you should be selfish is when it's loving yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In a positive way.
Yeah.
Not in a negative way.
Yeah.
But yeah,
like setting boundaries for yourself, right? Like, for example, this is just like to give an example, like, let's just say you've devoted that every morning you're going to have like an hour to yourself, right? You're going to go on a walk, you're going to pray, you're going to meditate, you're going to read a book, whatever it is, right? Not letting anybody else disrupt that. Like, that's your time mm-hmm. in order to be able to give more to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's like loving yourself first. And like, that's being selfish. That's not being selfish.
Yeah.
You know, like as other people might say that is.
And it teaches you a lot.
Yeah.
It teaches you a lot that people start to even love you even more when you start showing them that you love yourself first. And at first you might tell yourself, you might feel like people are like, why are you doing this or blah, blah, blah. Might be some extreme things that you do. Like, for example, like say you used to do this or that. And then, I don't know, say your friends and family see that you're, I don't know, meditating for an hour or two in the morning. And then everyone's like, dude,
why are you doing that?
It's not even like, why are you doing that? Because I'm sure everyone's going to be like, yeah, cool
they
about
it. Understand it to an extent.
But like, they might look at it and be like, bro, come on.
You're going to meditate? Right? Yeah.
But I think sometimes love and respect takes a little bit. It takes a little bit of showing to make people understand. And I'm just saying meditating just for an example, but it can be a lot of things. Until you start getting respect from people and they start to see why you're really doing that.
They see the change in you.
They see the change in you. And then once you see people see the change in you and then they start respecting you, you tell yourself, I'm gonna start doing other unique shit that I like personally. And you start, and that's how you start loving yourself even more and more and more, is when you start seeing that the things that you do in your day-to-day life start actually getting the respect that it needs and people start seeing that. One small example before we end the pod is when we started meal prepping a lot. I take my meal preps everywhere. Parties, events.
You name it.
You got a microwave? I need it. And people would see me like, bro, come on, man. Like,
you had a family function.
Yeah, like you're at a family function, you're at a party. Can't you just do that at home? Like, aren't you embarrassed? Blah, blah. Not a lot of people would tell me that, but maybe that's what they think and that's what I would feel, right? But when we start getting them gains, baby.
Come on.
And it was like 6 weeks later.
Six pack coming through.
Yeah. Did they think that? No, they didn't think that no more. And that is kind of, I just want to give an example of how it takes time for people to accept your inner thoughts and your mindsets and your unique tendencies to do things. It might take a little bit because you kind of, it's not that you're loving yourself is showing other people what you can do. It's not that, but I'm just giving an example of like, you can do things uniquely in your own life that you like to do that you might sometimes be scared to do because you think what people think are, you know, you don't want people to think differently of you.
Yep.
But things like that take time.
Yeah.
And then those things like, oh shit, you know, people are like now following my lead and they want to do this and they want to do that. And it just gives you a boost of confidence to now start doing other stuff. And you don't need people's approval. And you start loving yourself. Because I think a lot of things about like not loving yourself is because you want people's approval of random shit.
100%.
That you don't, that you, some people in life will never become true to themselves because they expect people to approve their own shit.
Yep. Yep, they want that.
Or they think that other people are thinking about them, and that's never the case. Nobody cares about what
validation.
You do.
They want that validation.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah,
I think a big thing of loving yourself is fuck validation. Validate your own goddamn self,
bro. I always say you got to get with it or get lost.
I've heard that before.
That's what I say, man. I say it all the time, and I always say this.
Here we go.
The only L's I take
are lessons.
I literally always say that.
No, Jess says
even
that.
Even when Jess puts it on the board for me to read.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was another amazing solo episode.
Wow, man. Jumping, I love these episodes, amazing. My boy. Yeah. These are one of my favorite episodes. What episode is this? Like 135, 136? Are we in it?
Four or five.
Are we in the 40s? Yeah, 140?
I think we're almost at the 140s.
Shit, man.
We in there like swimwear.
Man, Shit, I make sure it's pink and spandex, baby. That's what I always say.
Congratulations to the winner. Once again, this game is called Preguntas. This is not sponsored, by the way.
Not at all, but I love this game.
But yeah, it's the creator is Hija de su Madre.
Yep, follow them on Instagram. Yeah. They're amazing.
By the game, I think it's really cool. I think you can dive in deep, just like how Josh and myself did today. Really, it's really cool. And we didn't even go through much of the cards.
No, we did four cards.
I think it's a pretty good like spin-off of like when we do Perspective of a Man, things like that, when we do the Platicamos and stuff like that. It's really cool.
I like this, man.
D-Josh, it was amazing filming with you. Another solo episode. I feel like we've been having a lot of guests. Yeah, we will continue to be having amazing guests. But these are, you already know, some of my favorites.
That's what it is, bro.
So, ladies and gentlemen, subscribe to the channel. This is La Platica. And once again, congratulations to the winner. We'll see you at the Bad Bunny concert.
Absolutely. Man. Honestly, thank you guys so much for supporting the channel and tuning into the giveaways. Like I said, I'm sorry that you didn't win. I wish I can pick all of you. I wish I can rent out a whole stadium and take all of you guys to a Bad Bunny concert. Don't give me any ideas. I might do that one day. I might just fuck around and do that one day.
Just buy a whole section?
A whole stadium. Be like, hey, listen to La Plata, you're getting a free ticket. How much are you going to run me? 30, 40 million? How many more bags of salute I got to sell? I'll do it.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, man. But honestly, thank you guys so much for the support. It means a lot. And we've had some incredible guests that have been awesome. But like you said, Sebas, I love these episodes.
Yeah.
And Jess, our producer, who's also our friend, has a very special guest lined up for us next week.
It's gonna be completely different.
Completely different. And I know a lot of you guys have been like asking for something like this. So stay tuned.
See you next Monday.
Stay tuned.
I'll see you guys next Monday.
Hey, you better get with it.
I'll probably see Josh tomorrow.
Or get lost.
Nos vemos en la próxima plática de Josh Leyva. Ay, Sebas. 10% off Taste Salud if you use code La Plática, my boy. And SeatGeek member to use La Plática for 20% off.
Wow, they got the extra plug? They're going to have to pay us more for that one.
SeatGeek shows a lot of love.
They do, man. We love SeatGeek. We genuinely love SeatGeek.
Yeah, literally use it all the time. Yeah. Nos vemos.
Love y'all.